Hello everyone, I'm Aeroblip.
And I'm Joe Animated.
And this week we'll be reviewing Excel World. So the story of Excel World starts in the year 2046. The main character, Haruyuki Arita, is a young boy who finds himself on the lowest social rungs of his high school. Ashamed by his miserable life, Haruyuki can only cope by indulging in virtual games. But all that changes when Kuroyuki Hime, the most popular girl in school, introduces him to a mysterious program called Brain Burst and a virtual reality called Excel World. From there, the two of them, along with their other friends, go on this quest in order to take over the Excel world and essentially dominate the scene. So what did you think about it?
I thought that the show was very shonen-esque. You know, you have a main character that is fighting to advance, become stronger, become better. I thought the technology and the sci-fi aspect, the future world aspect was kind of cool. You know, having the virtual headsets that let you, you know, overlay your world with a screen and be able to drop into virtual environments. So that was pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. It has that very Minority Report kind of feel where like the screens are projected right in front of you and you move everything with your hands.
Yeah, very true. But it's not, the screen really isn't there. It's only there in your own mind.
Yeah, that's true. The sci-fi itself does make the world much interesting.
So what did you like then, Aeroblip?
Well, let's start with the story first. Yes, you are right that it's very shonen-esque. You have a main character. He eventually does battle with his avatar in order to become stronger. And he fights more villains and becomes stronger. Yeah, it's that repetitive, you know, kill enemy, rinse, repeat. But for some reason, I like it much better than most shonen shows. I like to consider it shonen done right. And the fact that whenever the main character is faced with a dilemma, he has to overcome his personal problems in order to overcome that dilemma. So it's not necessarily a limit on the program or the technology or whatever. It's usually himself being the limit.
So you find that different than from the shows, say, like Naruto or Bleach?
Okay, so yes, those kind of shows do have those same ideas where like you have a personal problem and you will yourself to become stronger. However, it wasn't bashing me with ideals the entire time. And not to mention, whenever the main character did have a personal problem and he did mope, he would usually bounce back in the same episode. So it's not like you have to deal with a lot of emo crap as well.
That's very true. And the main character is actually companioned by a even stronger female main character.
Yeah.
As unlikely as that, you know, as unlikely as that pairing is in shonen type shows.
Yeah, that is true. So the main character, or the second main character, Koryuki Hime, is actually the more, like, one of the most powerful brain busters in their universe, in their world. And so it's actually kind of unusual to see the main character, Haru, actually being taught and, you know, mentored by essentially his girlfriend.
Yeah, it provides a different dynamic that you don't see in every shonen show, but it is reminiscent of most. So as you can tell, there are things that I definitely find, I guess, bland about this show.
Yeah, you don't seem very happy about it at all.
It doesn't excite me in that it is very rinse and repeat shonen type stuff. I find that the main character and his girlfriend is a very unlikely pairing, even by shonen standards. And it just, in general, I think that aspect really detracts from the sci-fi and battle aspects of the show.
I understand your point. The main character has a very open personality for self-insert. Essentially, he's like the lowest you can be. Like, he's fat, he's ugly, not very smart. He's just good at playing video games. So I can understand why you would, you know, roll your eyes at the fact that he somehow gets this older woman who apparently is like one of the most beautiful ones in the school. So, I mean, yes, it does pander in that sense, but at the same time, it's not really about that. So that's why I can always overlook it, is the fact that the story and the action scenes, which I think are done pretty well, they always push those issues to the background.
It is what it is. You go into it knowing what you're going to watch, so don't be surprised when you get there.
Yeah, it's a shonen through and throughout.
Definitely. So Aeroblip, what rating would you give this show?
I would give it a generous 3 out of 5. It's a shonen, so don't expect much depth or excitement. It's very predictable in some sense. But at the same time, it's probably one of the better shonens out there, a shonen done right. So you get great action sequences, great soundtrack, and it's just an overall fun experience. Shallow, but fun.
And see, on those same aspects, I would actually give it one step lower, and I would go 2 out of 5. I think that it's, even for shonen, it doesn't rate much more than just an average to below average type rating. I don't think they did anything new with that genre that would make it give me anything more than that.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, thanks for joining us for our review, and join us again next time.
See you.